Welcome to the Virtual Compound Shorts. Today, we're speaking with Hadley, a military child and owner of Blue Elephant by Hadley.
This is Katie. I'm Lacey. Welcome. Hi. As we continue to celebrate the month of the military child, we're going to introduce to you another creative military brat. Welcome to the compound. We have Hadley here with her mom, Sammy. Hadley is the owner of Blue Elephant by Hadley.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies.
You know what we didn't do? We have not done our day and time check-in. And since we are all in different places, well, not all of us, but we have some different places today, I think that Hadley should be part of that. We do this every time. So it is currently 9:15 p.m. on Friday in Maryland. Lacey?
It is Friday as well at 6:15 p.m.
And Hadley, what is it for you?
3:15.
3:15 p.m. Okay.
Well, let's start with that then. Why is it 3:15 p.m.? Where are you stationed right now?
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Okay.
Marine Corps Base, Hawaii.
That's okay.
Okay. And so do you know how many duty stations this is for you? Like what number this is on the lineup?
My fifth one.
Your fifth?
I know. You have to think it through.
It's four.
Four. That's a lot. And, yeah, and yeah. How old are you?
10.
You're 10. That's impressive.
It is. It really, really is. So what would you say is one of the best things about being a military child?
Getting to make new friends and getting to see places all around the world.
Very cool. What is one of the hardest things?
Having to say goodbye to friends and that my daddy is very busy.
That is a tough one. For sure.
So where is the favorite place that you've been because of the Marine Corps sending your family?
I would say probably California.
Oh, okay.
That's
it here? See, Katie?
I know. Lacey's in California right now, and she loves it. And we have never been, but we actually are like, we've always spent our time either on the East Coast or in Okinawa. And so we're like, we're pretty happy here. But she and Amelia are trying to get us out there. And we're like, we're not really sure.
Yes. Maybe. It's awesome.
It is. We thrived there.
I had so many good friends.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah. I would love when you can find a place that you just feel really comfortable at. It makes it so much easier on mom and the kids and the active duty, whether that's a mom or a dad, like knowing that family is happier for sure.
And are you guys like, where are you originally from? Where's home?
So for me, home is right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Husband is from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're both East Coasters. Okay.
Yeah. He hates the cold weather, so Hawaii is a dream for him.
Right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That sounds very much like Lacey and Amelia, and I'm over here in the snow. It's not currently snowing. It's actually fairly nice outside, but all of their comments every time I say that it's snowing, they're like, nope, we're not going there. I'm like, but it's so nice.
Our first year in Maryland, we had 33 inches of snow.
Wow.
Oh, was that the other day? He pushed me down the snow and you couldn't see me.
Yes.
That's great.
That's how much snow we got that
That's
year.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. I guess it would have been our first winter. We had 29 and I was 9 months pregnant at the time. So that was definitely fun. Yeah. Thankfully.
Being pregnant in the snow is fine.
Right. It was very interesting. Yeah. In that case, I was fine. But it was the whole point of if I went into labor and then trying to get out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That was a little harrowing. But mom, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay. And Hadley, are you the oldest or the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. Mm. Do you feel with as much as you guys have to move around, do you feel like you are closer to, do you have a brother or sister?
I have a brother.
Okay. Do you feel closer to him with moving around, or not so much? Or mom, I guess maybe, what have you noticed?
He's a tornado. He's only five, so there's a gap there, but
I'm 5 years old.
they both love each other fiercely and would do anything for one another. And the move here was really hard for Hadley. So they did a lot of playing together in the beginning. So they're she says they're not very close, but they are. She loves him, and they play all the time.
I'm
So
sure.
that's
Yes.
awesome. That's
Definitely
awesome.
cool.
And so, Hadley, we'll kind of jump into this. You did something really special. So you started your own business. And
Yes.
that's like really special. We know that there are a lot of military spouses that start businesses, but what led to you deciding to dive in and have a business of your own at 10 years old?
Well, I wanted to start making my own money and being able to buy my own like art supplies and buy my own things. So, I asked my mama one day about it, and she was like, "Well, can you come up with like a business plan?" And one day I came up with a business plan, and I drew out some sketches of stickers I could be selling, and and my parents said that they would help get it started, and then I would do kind of everything else.
We made her shark tank us. We're like, if you want to do this, show us you're serious. Bring us some designs, show us what you
That's
can do. And she did. She took it very seriously. That night, she went upstairs, she opened up her sketchbook, and she drew away, came downstairs, and was like, if I had an iPad and Procreate, this is what I could do. And we were like, all right, she's serious. And so for her
awesome.
birthday, we bought her an iPad Pro and we got her Procreate.
That is super
That's
cool.
amazing.
Well, that kind of leads
So
into a
did
question I had for later for mom of like how did you make the decision to transform it? But it sounds like she sold you on this.
she did. She did. She's a go-getter. She comes off very shy at first, but when she's got her mind set to something, she very much is like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I mean, we told her, okay, it's expensive for us to, buy the iPad, we have to buy the Cricut and all that stuff to print it out. And I mean, we didn't buy the Cricut. My parents actually gifted her a Cricut for Christmas.
Nice.
But
That's
I
awesome.
mean, she was hand cutting stickers before that. She was
Wow.
grabbing, she was laminating it and just cutting it and selling them. But yeah, she was just like, all right, I want to do this. She had been doing like some pet sitting here on base for some people, and she really liked having the money to buy her own markers and all of that stuff. And she's like, I just really want my own money.
That is
That's awesome. Go
so
for
cool. That's so cool.
it. That is a marker of future success. So that is really cool. So the original sketch you did it become a sticker? Is it something that you have on your shop?
I think maybe a couple. I think there's one that I still either want to make into a pin, which I want to do in the future,
Oh.
or make it into a sticker. It's a peanut butter and
Okay.
jelly. It's supposed to be like a best friend themed
Aww.
sticker. Awesome. I'm gonna watch out for that one. The peanut butter
Yeah.
jelly thing is kind of a big deal in my family.
Even though I don't like jelly, I still like the
Same. No, I don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but there's like a song and everybody's like
Yeah, I
really
was.
singing it in
The
our
song
house.
is actually like going through my head right now. I'm like, peanut butter jelly time. Well, my daughter loves peanut butter and jelly, so it would probably be one of those things that I would, and then we could send it to Clara, but like get that for them, and she would love that so much. So I'm rooting for that one. You got to get that one out there. We're rooting for that one.
Yes. So you sell stickers, but I was looking around, I was poking around on your Etsy shop. You have more than stickers.
Yeah, I have stickers, I have bracelets, I have keychains that have we put the earrings on Etsy
We've
yet?
not put them on. I don't think we've put them on
I don't think we've put earrings on Etsy yet, but I also sell earrings.
I saw some
Awesome.
glasses on your Instagram that with like the cherry blossoms on it. Those are really cool.
They're coming in May.
Oh, yeah, they're coming in May.
All right. Well, I look forward to that one. I love those. My oldest was looking at one similar to that. That was done well, but it was hand painted. I was afraid the painting was going to fall off. But I think yours would definitely hold up a lot better than the ones that I saw before. So
yeah.
I may have to hit you up with a recreation of the design she was looking at and see whether or not you could do that.
Probably could.
All right.
That's awesome. But so you also have like fabric, like scarves for dogs. Is that what I'm seeing on your Instagram?
For dogs. So sometimes I'll make bandanas for dogs.
Okay.
It's really fun to make and it's cute to see on dogs.
Do you have a dog?
So you sew then too? Oh.
Yes, I sew them.
Okay.
That's awesome. And do you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
Does your dog
a little fashion model?
Yeah. Does your dog like to wear them? That's the real question.
Yes.
Okay. Because my dog, not so much. We've done it, and she will wear the scarf, like the little bandanas, but she doesn't do like clothes as much as I want her to. But maybe we can do the bandanas.
It's because all it is the pattern that I use. You just kind of slide it onto the dog's collar. Then you put it back on the dog and it kind of stays there won't fall off or the dog won't get irritated by it.
That's really great because then you're not dealing with the knots and trying to like get them to hold still long enough to not getting it too tight. That's brilliant. I love that.
Yes, that's a really great idea.
So
go ahead, Katie.
I'm going to ask a question. What inspires some of your designs?
Some of my designs are inspired by where I live. I do a lot of like beachy and like colorful things. And or comes from inspiration from like maybe a picture I've drawn in the past or something I just see when I'm out, like doing stuff. I'll just think of, oh, I can do this as a sticker or I can do this as something on a cup, and then whenever I get home, I design it on my Procreate, and then I show the design, and then we figure out if it's going to be a sticker or.
I'm sorry, someone's at my door.
That's fine.
No, that's okay. So, with your drawings, like you must be drawing a lot. Like, are you drawing all the time?
Yeah.
Do you spend more time drawing or does your mom like take away the iPad so you get your schoolwork done? Because I know like I have to take away my kids' drawing utensils when they have to do school.
So I do school I start school around like 7:30 and then after school I use my iPad to draw and then once it's been a while, my mom's like, how about you go do this or do that? So right. I'm not on that iPad all the time.
Yeah.
That's a smart mom.
Yes.
Because I would be on it all the time if she didn't tell me to do stuff like clean my room.
Right. Like clean your room. I know. It's a pain, but it has to happen.
Yes.
I don't like to clean.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there. But if you are super successful and you work really hard with your business now and it continues to grow and expand, you can just hire somebody to do it for you.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. But by doing it yourself, then at least, you have the skill and you know what you like clean. So whenever you have somebody else do it, you can be like, this is how I want it. And call it clean.
Right.
So yeah. What are some of your favorite products? Or do you have anything that you're working on that will be maybe your favorite?
I'm hoping and I'm trying to work on some designs for t-shirts and tote bags.
Ooh,
that's
great. Really cool.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get the t-shirts shipped here. I'm really yawned in Japan, so you get it. Like they won't ship to us unless it's like, you know, we're paying $50 for shipping. And then I just don't even feel like she's going to get any income from that.
Yeah,
that is a tough one. We did know a few people who were dealing with that in Japan, so there were some interesting ways that you had to deal with with the overseas of getting things to islands anywhere, but
yeah,
it's like just yeah. I hope that that works out for you because I'm really excited. I love t-shirts. And this is a small t-shirt that I love that I like go and get theirs every time they come out with a new one. So I'm excited to see what you come out with so that we can sport some of yours too.
Yes.
She's so trying to tell you guys though, her favorite sticker that I think that she has ever made is her lactose intolerant sticker.
Yeah, I'll get
we were talking about that one.
I was talking about it and it's pulled up as my like when I discuss it. It is, I love that one. So I am not lactose intolerant, but I have family members who are. And so I was like, this is like the best thing. And that might have to be my Christmas present to everybody. So if you guys are listening, stop listening. You're not getting that. Shh. It's not coming.
The No Dairy Journey is a brand new one to us. And she came up, like, I think she saw like a shirt or something that someone had on walking downtown. And she's like, Mom, that's a really cute idea. And then she came home and she ran upstairs and she sketched it out. And she's like, okay, let's print it. And
it was that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cute and super clever. I love it. I love that she's finding inspiration everywhere and that she has like her favorite one. And it's something that relates to something
there it
she's
is.
Going through. That is awesome.
I tolerate a lot, but not lactose.
I need to get that one for my niece.
Yeah, and I even have it on my water bottle.
Oh, guess you're going to know what's not in your water bottle at any point. No, that one was good. Then I've got one of my friends who she's all about dogs. And so the one that's on your Instagram with the serotonin and the dog, the like pill bottle with the dogs, that one is great.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes.
That one's really cute.
Now,
corgis are my spirit animal.
Did you sneak your dog into that bunch of dogs on your sticker? Is it hidden in there somewhere?
I don't know. Is she hidden in there anywhere?
Maybe. I can go look at the sticker.
Here, I have it pulled up.
Oh, you do? Maybe.
Giving away your secrets?
I know. I'm like, now I feel like we need to look for Easter eggs hidden in all of your designs.
Well, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a husky.
Oh,
very cool. Is he very noisy? Or is your dog very talkative?
No. It's a big disappointment, really.
She is in here. She is hidden.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
That would be fun to, you know, in the future, any of your other ones, I'm going to be looking for your dog and all of your future designs. Be like, is it hidden in there somewhere?
Or maybe like a no cheese sign.
Yes, or a no cheese sign. That would be funny.
Like have cheese and then the red cat, the red circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No cheese allowed.
That's awesome. So you said you have like some shirts and some totes in the works, but like you want to work on pens. What other products? I know you like recently did the cups. I don't see those on your Etsy yet. Or maybe
those are coming in May,
yet.
She
okay.
said. Yeah.
They're coming. Oh, though that's what you meant by glasses.
Not eyeglasses. That would be very unique. If you ever do that, then we'll be for it. Yeah.
She has a children's business fair coming up in like 2 weeks.
Awesome.
So she's not really releasing anything new. And we haven't really added much to Etsy since we found out because we want to kind of keep the inventory.
Right. Yes.
So, we're hoping she sells out.
Of course. Of course. And I bet you will. It's going to be super awesome. I look forward to seeing any of your pictures on Instagram about how that goes. So best of luck.
You should
do
some stories too.
Yes.
Just because I want to follow along.
Yeah. I want to follow with all of your journey. It's so great. I love all the colors. Have you thought, here's just a thing, have you thought about doing one for military children? It is month of military child. So you could do a whole like purple theme or dandelions. If I'm giving away, like if I'm going into something that's a secret, you know, you don't have to answer this.
They just said.
I know, like you don't need to tell, but just a thought. Like,
maybe. Very good idea.
Yeah, and I could sell them as a sticker pack.
Yeah. Ooh.
That would be really cool.
Yes. Or even purple shirts. This is like my only purple shirt, really. And so I have to wear it for every Friday for purple up because it's the only shirt that I have that's purple. My hair used to be purple, so I just naturally lived it. But now I could just get one of your shirts if it happens to be purple.
Mm-hmm. I like
same.
Purple.
All over the place.
But yeah, that is a very good idea.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you come up with in the future. I'm excited.
You heard it here first. Military right? kids attacks.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Be on the lookout.
Do you feel, Sammy, do you feel like being a military family, do you think that that's helped create a business and helped her kind of along this journey? Or do you think that this is just kind of like who she is? Or has the military and this lifestyle like impacted to create this business? Like, the type of person that she is.
I definitely think that it has helped. She's definitely learned some networking. She's been in touch with friends from, you know, from past duty station and like, hey, just let you know, I'm starting a business. And we've had friends, you know, share her stuff and, you know, buy from her, which is really great. I think the business is a good outlet for Hadley. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, the transition from California to Hawaii was a tough one for her in particular.
Yeah.
So it's been really good that if she's having a bad day or if she's stressed out or, you know, my husband's gone for too long, like she goes up there, she just creates and it's a really good outlet for her. So if she wasn't a military kid, I'm not sure that this would be what she used as an outlet.
It's a great outlet, though.
I think it's, it's definitely great. It's taken her on a journey that, I mean, she's loving.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, and it's one
do you have any other
she could take with her to the wherever she goes from here.
Yes.
So, Hadley, do you have any other hobbies?
dancing, girls, and piano.
So you're really busy then, is what you're saying. Yes. That's amazing. What kind of dance?
I do tap and ballet for now.
Ooh.
And I have a trial class coming up, and it's for like, and I wanted to do ballet, jazz, and acro.
Oh, amazing. Those are all awesome. Really awesome. You may not know it, but we got our start together at the dance studio in Okinawa. So we are very familiar and we're dance moms. So we're all, we've got that down. Spend many of our days dealing with that. So Sammy, you are in our prayers moving forward.
Yes.
It's not new to me. My mom did it for me and I was the dancer.
Okay.
So she, you know, before I could drive, carted me all over town to rehearsal and, you know, made dinner very late at night so that I could eat.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yes. Or like other things, you know, you either eat dinner at 9:30 or you eat it at 4:30. You just have to make your decision as to which one it is.
Yes.
My son does jiu-jitsu on the days that she's not at dance.
That's a lot.
We're busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and helping your daughter run a business is another one, especially when your husband is, you know, in and out and hours are very demanding and it's a demanding job. So kudos to you for taking that on and being an amazing mom to, you know, encourage your kids to get out there to do things and to just go for it. That's really remarkable.
It really is. And Hadley, it is so awesome that you have found something that you enjoy doing. And that brings smiles to everybody's faces. At least it's bringing many smiles to our faces and to my friends, as I've shown them, you know, while we were researching you before when we heard about you. I was like, oh, I have to see what all she has. And then I'm showing it off your dog stickers and all the things. And you are doing some really fun and awesome things. So I look forward to seeing everything you come up with in the future. And in a couple of weeks, I hope you have a great event. That's going to be really fun.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for talking to us today. Hadley, do you want to share where your products can be found?
On Etsy and on Instagram.
What's your shop name?
Blue Elephant by Hadley.
Right.
Awesome.
We will share those on our Instagram as well so that people can look for them there.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again. And thank you for supporting your husband and father and being another military family and amazing military kids and doing something to make not only your life better, but encouraging the betterment of the situation for everyone in the military and associated with it.
And happy month of the military, child.
Thank you for listening to the Virtual Compound and joining us today on one of our shorts where we spoke with an amazing entrepreneur and military kid. And military kid, Hadley. Check her out and her Etsy shop, Blue Elephant by Hadley. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Virtual Compound Podcast. And please join us next week where we'll be talking about Australia.
Bye.
I almost messed that up. I was like, blue something.
But I was trying not to like stare at my screen.